Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches.
Today, our focus is on body awareness. Body awareness is the bringing attention to our body as it is in this moment, to the sensations of coolness or warmth, or the sensation of alertness or fatigue. It is another way to bring mindfulness into everyday life.
And we know from our own personal experiences that although this sounds so simple, so simple, doesn't it? And so many people live in their thoughts and not in their body. And in doing so, this may cause us to neglect our body by not resting when we're tired or using foods to change the way we feel or negating the body by denying it or over-focusing on the judgment of the body, being critical.
That's right.
Yeah. And all of that impacts in the stress-related illnesses that can happen when we don't take good care of our bodies. So today we want to bring your attention to the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual benefits of practicing body awareness.
In his book, The New Earth, Eckhart Tolle writes, "Body awareness not only anchors you in the moment, it is the doorway out of the prison that is the ego." I'll say that again. Body awareness not only anchors you in the moment, it is the doorway out of the prison that is the ego. He says body awareness is the shifting of your attention from the external form of your body or your thoughts about your body to the feeling of aliveness inside of it.
Yes, and in our workshops, we often include this focus on body awareness as one of the several meditation practices we present. Participants enjoy how we weave in the awareness first of the breath in the body, then noticing sensation in the body. As with meditation on the breath, you notice sensation as it arises from moment to moment. And as thoughts or judgments arise, you note them and return your awareness of moment-to-moment sensation, which can include the breath. And walking meditation, which we focused on in an earlier podcast, can be practiced as a form of body awareness as well.
That's right. And back to Eckhart Tolle. He initially recommends that to access this inner body awareness, you begin by bringing your awareness to your hands, to the subtle feeling of aliveness inside them. So let's try this. Take a moment to get yourself into a comfortable position on a cushion or in a chair, as you would for meditation. And then begin by bringing your awareness to your hands. And as you bring that focus to your hands, noticing the subtle feeling of the aliveness within them. You may first notice this as a tingling sensation, or a warmth or coolness. And then possibly starting to feel more of a sense of energy or aliveness. And now bringing your awareness to your feet. Keep your attention there for a moment or so. Feeling sensation in your feet. And then bringing awareness also to your hands and feeling them both at the same time, the energy moving through them, the aliveness. Then you can expand this to focus on other parts of the body, such as the legs, the arms, abdomen, chest, and head. Just feeling the energy in the body.
And so as you bring your awareness back to your body, your breath, and everything else around you, just noticing that this cultivation of mindful awareness of the body is so important for our well-being. Tolle also notes that this practice strengthens the immune system and the body's ability to heal itself. And in this time in our history, we are being asked to go and do so much. And as a result, so many people are out of tune with their body, like they're on automatic pilot, and are experiencing stress-related illnesses. Meditation that focuses on body awareness is something that we can do for ourselves that doesn't require a gym membership or special workout clothes. We can also practice body awareness when we are in motion, as well as sitting in stillness. So in addition to walking meditation, you can also have the experience of moving the body in exercise or dance and feel the sensation of your body moving freely without getting lost in the judging mind trying to tell you you're not doing it right. And we could all use more of the feeling of joy and freedom in our bodies, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? What you just said reminds me of one of my favorite poems, Wild Geese by Mary Oliver.
Yes.
And she begins, "You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves." I'll repeat that. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. How very nice.
Yes.
Indeed, would it be so nice if we could all take even a few moments each day to allow our body to just be, to rest, to play, to run, to dance?
Oh, yes. That would be lovely.
It would.
And just imagine how people would be a lot healthier, happier. So let's do another meditation. And this time we're going to bring in some movement. We'll also play a piece of music and guide you a little bit through the movement of this body awareness meditation. So we'll suggest you find a place where you can stand with a little room around you. And as the music begins, you can bring your awareness to your breath. And bring awareness to the sensation of standing. And now slowly allow your body to move in whatever way it would like to move. Bring awareness to the sensations in your arms, your hands, your legs, your feet, your shoulders, your neck, and head. And as you focus on your body moving and the moment-to-moment sensations, be aware also of your breath. Just continue with this for a little bit more. And now, as the music fades, allow your body to come back to standing. to stillness. And even now, and throughout the day, you can continue to bring this attention to your body.
Take a moment, while still in this space, to notice what came up for you as you brought awareness to the body. If you noticed that you were thinking a lot, planning, worrying, just bring compassion for yourself and know that this sometimes takes some practice for people because so much is being asked of us and we have to think and plan and do so much every day that it takes a while to really practice being in stillness or being in motion with awareness like we just did. So if this is true for you, just bringing compassion to your experience, whatever it is, letting go of judgment, and then try again. I remember once hearing a meditation teacher say that this is why it's called meditation practice, because no one ever becomes an expert.
So true. So we hope you have all enjoyed this podcast and continue to practice. Until next time, be well.